Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everybody, welcome to Cocktails with Queens. It's your girl Claudia Jordan, and we are here to drop the tea and have lots of fun. We have a special guest, so you want to stick around for that. Please let me introduce my queens without further ado. What's up, Lisa Ray? How you doing?
What's happening? How are you?
I am fantastic. And what's up? Vivica A. Fox, looking lovely. How are you?
Fantastic, darling. Hey, y'all.
Hey. And my girl, Selena Johnson. What's good, Selena?
Hey, I'm just, you know, out here trusting God, girl. You know what it is.
Trusting God? Is something going on?
You know, just it's always, you know, the devil is always doing his thing. But, you know, he's going to constantly keep failing. But it's fine. You know, we got it all going on. I'm blessed and highly favored. That's all.
Well, you know, we got your back, and we are your sisters. So if there's anything you want to work out during the show, you know, we got your back here.
Right. You know, it's just,
it's just my throat and then my, you know, I'm just dealing with some stuff and this tour is kicking my butt. You know, I'm 45 and it's just, it ain't the same. So it's just going through that, but
I'm going to get a chance to actually witness that voice tomorrow night, because I am coming to see you perform in the ATL. Yay. So I will be there, root you on. I'll be the one in all white. Okay.
Okay. Well, it might be you in the band. Okay. Because I think tomorrow's their all white night. I think.
Okay. Okay.
And Selena, you're doing the winery tour, right?
Yes, I am doing the winery tour. I just did July 26th. I did DC. Yesterday, I did the first night. It was sold out in Atlanta. And then tomorrow is Atlanta again, which Lisa Ray will be there. And then I go to Nashville on the 29th. Both shows are sold out in Chicago, the 30th and the 31st.
Yes, Chatham.
Then Boston is the 10th of August, and the 12th of August is Philly. There's still tickets for those. So. Yep, still on tour, but I'll be in Jamaica August 1st, baby.
Oh, and before we get to topics, I just want to just like a little bit of small talk about that. Now, we are celebrating our fellow queen, Vivica A. Fox's birthday in Jamaica. So the queens will be live in Jamaica next, a week from today.
A week from today, baby. We're going to be, watch with y'all, we're going to be nice and chocolate and sun-kissed. So okay. We'll definitely have some stories for you, because it's going to be an absolutely fun weekend. I can't even tell you how much I'm looking forward for all four of us to be in the same room, for y'all to meet my family. You know what I mean? Y'all gonna be family next weekend, okay?
They gonna be family next weekend.
Okay.
Oh, you've already been there, Lisa Ray. Is that what you're saying?
No, already no family. No.
No, it's a new family. New family.
Okay, new family. Come on, too.
Come on now.
What kind of stuff we gonna be doing out there?
I'm sorry?
What kind of stuff we got going? We got
planned. Well, we want to let them know our whole schedule. Well, no. I say array of events. There's basically going to be parties every night, and of course, we have to, you know, do an all white party in honor of, you know, Leo Nation and Lisa Ray, who is, you know, ushered in white like no one else has. So, but you know, it's become a summer tradition, Lisa Ray. Do you know that? That now we're having all white parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the main thing I'm really looking forward to be honest with you, Claudia, is jumping in the ocean. I always feel like a renewal of my soul, that when I can look up at the sky and just thank God for another trip around the sun. So that's going to be, so we're going to have pictures for y'all, so get ready.
Yes.
Well, we're going to get ready for that amazing trip, but we also want the fans to get ready, because they are super excited about tonight's show. Later on the show, we have joining us from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, we have Kenya Moore joining us, and we have some things to talk about, and I'm so looking forward to this episode. Ladies, are y'all excited?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
It's been a long time coming, that's for sure.
Girl, who are you telling? As both of y'all friends, I'm so happy that this is happening. So I'm grateful for both of y'all agreeing. Actually, everybody. All right, y'all, let's get into some hot topics and let's get this show going. I don't know if y'all seen this, but over the weekend, Kid Cudi performed at Rolling Loud, but he walked off the stage after fans started throwing things at him. Take a look. Now, the sources believe that the fans felt some kind of way because Cudi was announced as a replacement after Kanye dropped out of the festival just days before the performance. Rolling Loud released this statement following Kid Cudi's performance. Rolling Loud is a family. Our fans, the artists, and everyone involved need to look out for each other, share the love, and be respectful to everyone. We love you, Cudi. Please take care of each other, and let's have an amazing day, too. What are y'all thoughts on the way the fans treated Cudi? I mean, it's not his fault that Kanye bailed.
But didn't Kanye end up showing up anyway?
I think he did. But the fans had already, like, disrespected him, you know?
Well, I'm not for any kind of disrespect in any way. And I get it. You know, if you bought a ticket for someone in particular that you wanted to see, then perhaps the production should have offered a way for them to either receive some money back or to see, you know, Kanye at another time or so. But I really feel like when any artists get up on that stage and get ready to do their thing, they deserve respect. I could see from the clip that he wasn't having it. He was like, don't throw nothing else up here because, you know, I'm trying to perform for the ones and those that do like me, you know, and somebody, a shoe or an egg or something came flying and he was like, that's it. You know what I mean? Well,
so from the clip that I saw, first a water bottle came his way and hit him like right in the mug. And that's then when he said the second statement, like, if one more thing comes up here, then I'm walking off. So then they threw another thing, you know, and I just said, come on, you guys. Y'all may have wanted to see Kanye West, but he then came on later as a surprise guest. Why be disrespectful to him? I didn't get that, the actions of the audience. I thought it was very disrespectful.
Selena, as a performer, what would you do if that happened? Like that is crazy. And how do you feel about this?
Well, first of all, it's assault. You can't just throw things on the stage. What if they get hurt? Okay. Yeah. First of all, that's assault. Like, security has the right to go in the audience, pull you out, and actually you could go to jail because you're theoretically trying to hurt the person. However, I think I do have a little bit of, well, I don't know if I'm white or not, but I know that, you know, when Kanye was going through his rants back and forth with Kim and you know, Kim's boyfriend and all that stuff. And remember Kid Cudi got involved and he started arguing and saying, you know, your career wasn't hot unless I was in it. So Cudi said that, I think in a tweet, he was just like, everybody knows your songs wasn't hot unless I was a part of it. He said, he was like, that's when you was the hottest during the era. So I think fans, and see, this is the thing with social media, like the power of social media makes everybody privy to everything, you know? And I think some fans probably remember that. And I think the bookers might be a little petty too. Like, well, we're going to replace him with Cudi and get the type of talking that they're getting right now about the show. But I think that might have something to do with them being upset, but no way, shape or form is it okay to express your anger and your disdain for him performing by throwing things. Cause you would have, what if you really hurt him? You know what I'm saying? Then is it that serious? Like you don't know Kanye and you don't know Cudi. So why are we this vested in people's beef? So it's stupid.
Good point from all of it. You know, it seems like everyone has just thrown out manners, couth, common sense, just out the window, out the door. Mm-hmm. And every weekend I'm seeing stuff about concerts, events, just people going out to a store, just getting shot, getting hurt, getting assaulted. And it seems like it's getting scary and scary. Can we have like some a window? Can we have some calmness? Can we go to a show and just enjoy some good music? Will we not have to worry about, you know, just what if Cudi's people would have responded in a crazy way in security? It could have really gone down with that big crowd like that, right?
It could have been like, what if somebody in the audience would have been arguing with the person who threw it was a fan of theirs? Now you got a trampling situation where it's a brawl in the audience. You know, just people don't think. It's a lot of mental illness out here. And I'm not even trying to be funny, but people are angry everywhere all the time. People are so angry about every little thing. And it's just outrageous. Like, it's like you said, Claudia, it's super scary. Like, you don't know, like every 5 seconds is something, you know what I'm saying? So, but you can always go to a Celina Johnson concert, girl. We chill. We don't, R&B has a good time, girl.
Like that show.
Exactly.
We relax. We don't have this kind of fighting and carrying on.
Grown and sexy show.
Yes, listen, right.
Listen.
All right, speaking of grown and mature and got it going on, let's talk about this Kiki Palmer story, who I love. Now, she jumped into the conversation and shut down the comparisons to Zendaya or anyone. Kiki tweeted, a great example of colorism to believe I can be compared to anyone. I'm the youngest talk show host ever, first Black woman to star in her own show on Nickelodeon, and the youngest and first Black Cinderella on Broadway. I'm an incomparable talent. Baby, this is Kiki Palmer. What are your thoughts on this debate and her clapback? Because I saw people were kind of putting this out there, and I'm like, are we trying to make a division? Are we trying to make this a thing that isn't a thing? Because they're both dope. Vivica, what do you think about this? It's going to be first.
Kiki Palmer, I love her and all of her growth as an actress. I played her mother on her show that she had. She's done a lot of things first. And, you know, it's so sad that when someone is having a moment, because she is, she's got the number one movie out right now. She's working with amazing people. And, you know, and she's the nicest woman. I saw her in the airport, and as soon as she saw me, Vivica, she's always so kind. So it always kind of blows me away when someone is having a moment that we can't give them their flowers and enjoy the moment with them. Why we got to put salt all up on it? So it's unfortunate. I enjoy Kiki. She's talented. She can sing. She can dance. She's all that in a bag of chips to me. So to all the haters, poof, be gone.
I agree all the way, because she is just simply saying, hey, I'm in a box by myself. I am I. And that's okay, because she is who she is. You know what I mean? So it's like, kudos to her and let her have that. Not put anything more on it and trying to spin it. She said what she said. She meant what she meant, and stand firm on that. And I'm sure she does.
All right. Okay. And Selena.
Why are they always trying to pull Zendaya in? You know what I mean? I just don't get that. Zendaya is so private and so to herself. I don't get why every time a young actress is having a moment or something, is it because Zendaya, her box office numbers? What do you think that's for? Or why?
It's her turn. It's anybody's turn who hasn't had a turn. You know what I mean? It's like, let's rattle them up. Let's trigger them. Let's do something. Let's get a reaction.
I mean, we all know the colorism thing is real. And Selena, let's go to what you think next.
Well, they're both Virgos.
Okay.
So I understand both of them. And Zendaya was born on the same day as me. Okay.
Hey.
So the private thing, hello, somebody. But for me, it's in my Kiki Palmer voice, sorry to this press and this story. Because stop it. Stop trying to put Black women against each other. Let's just stop it. They're both popping. They're both dope. Let them be dope and popping in their lanes at their times.
Amen.
Let's just do that. Like, they have, they look different. They look different, but they're both Black women.
Yes.
They're both Black women. So let's just capitalize and highlight the fact that they're both Black women. Okay.
And can I just put up the church finger real quick? To those that are out there, just so you know, when it comes to casting in Hollywood, they would never put those two against each other anyway. They both have their own type.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all stop it out there. There's no sense in trying to compare that. They would, I mean, it would be rare. They both are in their own lane and are amazing talent.
The sad thing is, I believe it's us that's doing this though. I think it's us that put this post up about, you know, kind of making it a thing. And yes, colorism does absolutely exist. We absolutely all know this for a fact. It still happens. Of course, Hollywood's probably one of the few places where you can say, no, I want a dark-skinned woman. No, I want a light-skinned woman. I don't want this. I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, they can say that and get away with it because that's what the role calls for, right? So it's us that put this thing out there to try to get it going, like to try to say that Kiki hasn't had the success that Zendaya has, but they're both amazing. I think their net worth is not that far apart, and they both are stars in their own right. Like, they're both stars, superstars.
And have been stars for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And net worth can be a conglomerate of different entities. It doesn't necessarily have to be just acting. It could be that one is getting endorsements and one over here is getting this and getting that. Net worth is everything. It's not just her movies, unless we're talking just what she's getting paid for movies. But a net worth is a is collaborative. It's of everything that they're doing. And those ladies have their hands in so many different things. So you can't even judge that, buddy.
And both ladies are very comfortable in their own skin, which I commend them because, you know, we're in a tough business that loves to pick at you at all times for the tiniest thing. Like I remember Kiki when she did the thing where she says, hey, I'm going through a thing with my skin. And she's like, I'm not afraid to let y'all see it. They're both comfortable in their own skin. So please let them be.
Yeah. And what that post did almost was almost to diminish Kiki Palmer's career, which do not even try to go there with Kiki Palmer's career. Do not feel bad for Kiki Palmer. Kiki Palmer is popping.
Working.
Always been popping, always will be popping.
I don't think it did that. I don't think that post.
Yeah, it did. It was basically saying because of colorism, Kiki is not where Zendaya is. That's what the post was saying. So it's like you're kind of crapping on her career. Like it's not as popping as hers. And because her brown skin is holding her back, that's what the post was kind of trying to insinuate. And now I'm like, wait, what? I can see one was starving, but neither one of them are there. Yeah.
Yeah, like you we said, love y'all.
All right, y'all. Well, listen, let's get into this this next thing right here. Okay. So R. Kelly is playing the blame game instead of accepting responsibility for his predatory behavior. Radar Online obtained the psychiatric evaluation that Kelly's attorney submitted to the court. And in that report, Mr. Kelly blames his ex-wife, Drea, for his deviant behavior. Kelly claimed that Drea agreed to be a housewife and raise their children, but instead decided to pursue her dance career. That's what made it her fault. Kelly also said that his checkered past led to his conflict with his ex-wife and subsequently his estrangement from his children. What are your thoughts on, R. Kelly blaming his ex-wife now for what he did? Oh, you know what? Let's take a break. We're going to hold that and discuss it after this. And after that, we're also going to bring on Kenya Moore from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She will be joining us. So stick around. We got more coming up after this. Thanks. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Okay, before we get to our guests, real quick, let's get on this into this R. Kelly story. Now, I mentioned I was playing the blame game, trying to blame his ex-wife for his sexual deviancy and for getting him into this hot mess, basically saying that his wife agreed to be a housewife, but because she wanted to pursue her dance career, that's what caused him to be a sexual deviant and touch all those little girls. Ladies, I know you have a lot to say about this. Selena, let's start with you. What do you think about this story?
Now, why would you start with me when you know I said that I'd be tired of talking about this subject? Now, why would you start?
I'm sorry.
It's the pettiness for me. Well, really, girl, not for just in, yes.
Guilty.
For me, I really don't, I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd. And it's giving classic man. It's giving classic man syndrome. You know, oh, well, she said she was going to be a housewife. But then when she said she didn't want to be a housewife no more, that's the reason why I start cheating and acting a fool. Yeah, no, I don't buy that. So that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's the reason. But I'm mad that he said that. I'm mad that he said that. Now, I don't know what goes on in their business, but I doubt that Dre is the reason why. You did the stuff that you did. I'm going to go on record and safe to say that I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, I won't be too petty and drag it and make it extra long. So Lisa Ray, what do you think?
I think it's BS. And I know that she didn't have anything to do with that at all. If anything, she gave him rein enough to do what you had to do out on the road. Because I believe that you was doing something to take care of our family. So me pursuing my career, you met me as a dancer. She was part of his first tour. She was one of his first dancers. I introduced them. So I know for a fact that that's
tried it. He tried it. He tried it.
And she was his choreographer.
Yes. No, I was first. And then she became.
Let's get that straight.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. How are he giving so many damn interviews from jail?
What's up?
Take this time to learn how to read.
Can we just go there? And could you just finally show some growth and accept and have some accountability of your own behavior? But enough. Let's move on.
Let's move on, ladies. And tonight we're talking about the power of forgiveness and the importance of empowering Black women. Please welcome one of the stars of The Real Housewives of Atlanta and the founder of Kenya Moore Hair, Kenya Moore. Welcome to the show, Kenya.
Hey.
Hey, Kenya girl.
Look at all these beautiful women, my goodness. Yes, auntie. please. Yes.
Okay. Right. Thanks for adding one other one.
That's to right. Yes. Yeah. Finally, this is a long time coming, and you've been really booked and busy and balancing being a mom to your beautiful little girl. I adore her. She's so cute. Yeah. And you have many businesses. So let's just get into it. How do you find it challenging carving out more me time, or do you even have me time?
Oh, wow. No, my life is not my own. My life revolves around a three-year-old, and she tells me what to do. She's the boss of me, and what she wants to wear, how she wants her food, just everything. So yeah, everything revolves around her. So I don't have a lot of time.
Isn't it just the best though?
It's the best. I would not change it for anything in the world. That little girl has changed my life, and I look at her and I'm in such awe, and I just can't believe, like, I was there for every moment, you know, because shortly after I had her, it was during the pandemic, so we were just together, and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't working on my show, and so I got to spend so many precious moments. I didn't miss anything. Her first words, her first foods, you know, when she first walked, her first steps. Like I, every poop she had, like I was in it, you know, and it just brought and brings so much joy in my life. And I just think that she's changed me, you know, she has changed me.
Aww. Well, you know, they want to get right to it when it comes to me and you girlfriends.
Oh yes, honey. Yes. Well,
let's go and get the children what they was waiting on.
Yes, Miss Fox. Yes.
So we had our fabulous. We had our fabulous, epic, you know, boardroom showdown from the 2015 Celebrity Apprentice show. And, you know, girl, it was on like popcorn.
Yes.
After years. And after years of throwing jabs at each other, being mean to one another, it was so nice to run into you at Crestaceans in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Kenya, I'm going to tell you one of the main reasons why I was like, I am ready to move past this is because I saw you become a mother. And I saw the smile and a little bit of something different in you. And I was like, you know what? It is so time for us to move on. Yeah. And we just literally walked to each other in the middle of the restaurant and talked.
Yeah.
It was that
and
simple.
And my daughter gravitated to you. So yes, it was she like, did. Complete, she broke the ice, basically. She did.
I think that's important. You know, and I think that, you know, and maybe you think this too, Kenya, and this is a question for you. You know, do you think it's important for Black women to empower each other and let the past be the past?
Well, yeah, you know, I've you know, with Vivica, first, let me just say this. Let me back up a little bit. When we did the show, I went into the show thinking that, you know, I had an ally, that we were going to make magic together. And it just turned. And I think I'm going to take responsibility for what I've done. You know, coming when I look back at it, because you don't really have a lot of time to be reflective and to think about it. But when I look back at it, I was like, I'm coming from, you know, a reality show, and you're not. And mm-hmm. Every move that was happening, it was like, I can see how the producers were manipulating the situation. And what I thought was like trying to warn you about stuff, it just kept turning and turning. And it just felt like we just got off to like a bad, you know, step in that process of doing that show. And it just became horrific. And
well, did you take her phone or not?
Oh, shut up, Lisa.
I asked her so many times.
Inquiry minds want to know, because you know, Lady Child, they done got a whole new batch of memes that are up. You know what I mean? That are just hilarious. And I'm like, you know what's so funny is that y'all don't even know we like are cordial to each other.
Yes.
But can I also just say this really quick too? The reason why Celebrity Apprentice happened for me and us, you know, because Kenya and I have known each other for years, y'all. Mm-hmm. For years.
Yeah, been a
very, very long time. We've missed one another. So it was unfortunate for that. But Claudia was there for the beginning of this whole Celebrity Apprentice thing. And then now here she is bringing us back together, you know, in clarity here on Cocktails with Queens, and I'm grateful for that. I really am.
I used to visit Vivica when she was doing the show, and we would meet up at Barney's brunch every Sunday and talk about the show. And then when things started to go, I'm like, and you guys are both so strong and both I would just say strong and your beliefs and your convictions. And it was like, I hated it because girl code is, I can't tell Kenya everything Vivica's saying. I can't tell Vivica everything Kenya's saying, but I want to get y'all back in the same place. And I could see it. And I'm glad that we're finally here, no matter how long it took to get here, because we were talking early about the world and how crazy things are right now. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like, we all have enough to worry about out there. And if this can be repaired and we all can be like cordial and cool, like that makes my heart smile. Like, I'm so happy that this finally happened.
I definitely want to thank you for like brokering us, because I saw an interview, and this is when we were still fighting, and I saw an interview that Vivica did, and she used the words that I hurt her. And when I tell you, it just hit me like a ton of bricks, because you had never used that kind of language before. And you are somebody, and I will say this to the world, I've said it to Claudia, I was like, I have always respected you. I have always respected your illustrious career. You are talented. I almost said it.
Right.
You are talented. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. You are a girl's girl. And you don't take any mess on top of all that. We are a lot alike. And we're sensitive, but we have this exterior that we're really tough. But you are sensitive. When I heard that, I was like, oh my God, my heart dropped, because it was like, out of all of that, to do a stupid show and for us to like really just get to that dark place, it hurt me so much to hear that I hurt you in that process. And that's when I reached out to Claudia. I was like, Claudia, I don't want it to be a public thing. I want to talk to her, because I want to apologize, because I that's never so been hurt you. So again, and I'll say it to the world, because I think public apologies, I think that's on some BS. So that's why I reached out to you. Yes. To you, to talk to you, and you weren't ready, and I respected that. But then when we saw each other, it was like I just felt love, you know, and just thank you for that, you know.
It makes you human. It makes you human when you realize that, hey, I'm hurt, and it's like she's a woman, but she's a girl. We're girls. Yeah. And so when it's almost like you hurt my feelings, because I got feelings. I know I'm tough when I need to be tough. But I didn't have a wall up with you, and I allowed you to penetrate. So I'm hurt. And so kudos to both of you. Like, this is what blackness is about. Empowerment is about, ladies. Like,
excellent.
I'm so glad.
I'll tell you about your phone offline.
I was going to ask it again.
But the answer is no, I didn't take it, but I do know what happened to it. I will tell you. And I told BJ.
You need to drop it here, Kenya.
No. I told BJ. Did BJ ever tell you what I said?
Yes, darling, I know.
Okay, so you know.
Okay. How do I not know, Kenya? I thought I was a girl.
Because it's between
you and your phone, Claudia. Like,
all that begging I was doing for y'all to get cool again, I can't know where the phone took the goddamn phone. Wow.
This is why this is beautiful. I mean, to be honest with you, they're two beautiful ladies out there. Had major public beefs with that y'all need to see right here. And Lisa Ray's like my baby sister, who, child, we went through it as well too, that people are like, oh my God, they're cool again. I'm so happy. So now y'all can see Vivica's cool again with Kenya. All right. Things can happen. We grow up. We move on, you know.
This is a great example. This is a great example, not only for other women on reality television or in the business, but it just in life. It doesn't have to be once we got beef, it's beef forever. Like, you can get to a place where you can move on. Selena, do you have something?
No, I'm just enjoying every single minute of this, because we don't get to have this. And I love it, because these are intelligent, successful, beautiful Black women showing the younger women that we see fighting and pulling each other's hair out and acting a fool on social media. This is how you get it done. This is how it gets done. Like, people can disagree, it's fine. You don't have to be all crazy and acting all crazy. And I just love this, because it shows that, okay, people can disagree and then like move on. It's like not that serious. And Black women can do it. And we're not all angry Black women. That's not the truth. That's not our truth. And well,
we
we're
can be
showing
hurt. That we can be hurt.
Yeah, because we're humans. Yeah. We're human. We're human beings.
And you care about somebody, especially when you've had a history of knowing them and being on trips with them and kikiing with them and all that. And then you know, something happened. So yeah,
I remember when you first got the show, Kenya, and I was filming Single Ladies in Atlanta.
Yes.
And you came to my place and you were like, I got the show. And I was like, make it what you need to make it. And when I say you have,
yeah, so
congratulations. Because I heard something like we know each other, or something about you. They said you drove my truck and didn't drive. I was
let's clarify that right now about you borrowing.
You know, so crazy about that. So some girl in our show, thirsty girl in our show, was basically trying to say that I was driving around your car and I was, you know, I needed to drive your car. I was like, I don't know her like that, meaning we're cool, but I don't know her where I can call her up and say, can I borrow your car? Like, that was just like crazy, a crazy rumor to me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Lisa, why ain't you jumping in and saying, yeah, she never drove my car?
I got tail end of it, but I was like, no, me and Kenya's cool. But here's, by the way, you can call me and you can use my truck anytime.
Okay.
let's switch topics before we lose all of Kenya's time.
Okay.
Let's talk about this, the Housewives show, because you know we all love the Housewives, and it's some more drama coming down to the show. Now it's you and Marlo. You guys are having a difference. You guys are having differences. And a fan tweeted, as I quote, Marlo wants a moment with Kenya so bad, it's weird. And you replied, it's sickening and it's weird. So what's going on between you and Marlo? And will the two of you settle your differences? Because I remember you guys were just like really like close and really friendly.
No, so we were never close. Okay. You know, listen, I think the difference with a falling out with somebody that you've cared about, like my falling out with Vivica, or if, you know, God forbid, if, you know, Claudia and I ever fell out, these women know not to cross a line. There's a line that you never cross. And that line for me is my child.
Yes.
Once you cross that line, baby, you cannot come back from that. I don't care how you can crawl on the floor. You can kiss my feet. You can do everything. But once you come for my child, there's no forgiveness there. I'm not that evolved yet. Okay. Where I can forgive somebody for that. And she has done that before. And for me, I can forgive anything else. I'm a very forgiving person. I think we've seen that on the show. It's been a lot of stuff I've been through, some, you know, by my own doing and some, you know, not. But I think the issue is that, you know, the girls that I've had problems with in the past or disagreements with, they never crossed that line. And so I was able to like say at some point, why are we arguing? You know, let's just move on already, you know? Mm-hmm. But for her, she continues to do so. And for me, that's just not somebody I want to know. Or I just see that's to me evil when you drag a child. And that's just something.
What she said about the baby?
Girl, we're not going to talk about it. We'll talk about it offline.
Ooh.
But we won't talk about it. We won't perpetuate those disgusting.
The reason why that show was used to be different than Love and Hip Hop, the franchise, was there was a level of like, okay, we're not going to fight, but we can have classy exchange of words where we can get you. But now it's getting to the point where it's getting just too grimy with like things like that.
We have all decided, and you'll hear it a lot on our show, that children are off limits. We have always said that. And so when you run out of things to say and then you just start making stuff up or repeating crazy stuff and it can potentially harm a child and their well-being, then that's where you got to draw the line.
Well, on to something positive. Of course, we have to talk about Kenya Moore Hair Care, which is now available at CVS Pharmacy.
Kenya Moore Hair Care.
Tell us about your line real quick.
So my line, you guys know, has been out for a while, and we struggled through the pandemic, and we kind of made it over the other side. We started off in like 85 stores in Sally and then scaled up to 2,200 doors in Sally Beauty.
Ooh,
and now we're in CVS we started at 400 doors and now we're in 1,400 doors. So we're like over 4,000 retailers and growing. So I'm just so excited about it. Of course, all of you are going to get a package. Vivica, I got a bottle for you. For your birthday, I heard.
I've used it. And I love the peels and everything. The hair, the hairline is the bomb.
I can't hear about my birthday present. Wait a minute, hold up.
I got a birthday present for you. Give me your address. We're going to get your address. I am definitely giving you something big because I love you so much. And I'm just so happy.
I want to say this to you, Kenya, to the people out there. A lot of people think that your hair is not real and not yours. I know that it is.
Well, she got a lot of hair.
I can protective style to protect my hair every now and then. And of course, when I do, that's the highlight. Oh, she got a wig. No, I got 22 inches of my own thick, long hair. Okay.
Well, guess what, Kenya? If that day you want to put on a Vivica Fox wig, you
Well, you know what? This has been.
Change some stuff. I'll send you some products. You send me some wigs.
There you go, girl.
Keep in mind, honey, because this ponytail can come off soon in about 23 minutes.
Hey, ladies.
And Lisa Ray, I've seen your hair too. You got really nice curly hair underneath
the I'm so happy that this
trend. And Miss Fox, you too. I've seen your hair too. Everybody has really great hair.
You're right, well, I'm doing it natural now too underneath this wig, so it's on.
Well, Kenya, yes. We'll be looking for our Kenya Moore hair care packages to come in the mail. We really appreciate you coming on. This couldn't have gone any better. This is definitely a girl power moment. I hope lots of women out there that have issues that they want to resolve or don't want to resolve with others can see this and learn from this. If these two powerful, strong women can do this, then so can you. We don't have to be at each other's necks all the time. Thank you, Kenya Moore, for coming by. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Queens.
All right, girl. We talk to you later.
Make sure to support Kenya Moore Hair Care and watch on The Real Housewives of Atlanta on Bravo. All right, y'all. We'll be back with more Cocktails with the Queens after this.
Hey.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I am still on a high from our last segment. I think this is what Cocktails with Queens is really for and what makes it different than every other show, that we can actually resolve some 5, 6, 7 year old beef between two powerhouses and show the world that it could be done. So I appreciate all the ladies for that amazing segment. All right, y'all. So look, the 3-week rule may be the best financial advice ever. We got to talk about credit and getting it together. Okay. Now, what is the 3-week rule? Wait 3 weeks to buy that new car, wait 3 weeks to refi your home mortgage, and wait 3 weeks to finance any major purchase. Now, why 3 weeks? Well, that's because that's how fast the average Scoremaster user takes to boost his or her credit, an average of 61 points. Now, listen, 61 points added to your credit score can save you tens of thousands of dollars on everything we finance. Now, Scoremaster technology was developed by credit data scientists to boost your credit score faster and higher than you ever thought possible. Scoremaster is really easy, takes about a minute to get started, and you don't have to wait months for your best credit score. Now, how many points can you add to your credit score? Be sure to visit scoremaster.com/cocktailswithqueens for the special 7-day trial that I got for you. That's scoremaster.com/cocktailswithqueens. Once again, scoremaster.com/cocktailswiththequeens. Now, we'll be back with more with the Queens after this quick commercial break. Hey everybody, welcome back to Cocktails with Queens. Now, we have reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we have faced in our lives, and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, tonight's topic will focus on the controversial remarks made by Bishop T.D. Jakes during a sermon about women being applauded for being vicious and mean instead of being celebrated for their femininity. Watch this.
You are applauded in the contemporary society by how tough, rough, nasty, mean, aggressive, hateful, possessive you are.
All right, ladies, what are your thoughts about what Bishop T.D. Jakes said? Lisa Ray, let's start with you. What do you think about this? We get applauded for being mean.
I agree, because there's so, there's something, to be empowered, to feel strong and confident is one thing. But like he said, to be so aggressive, it goes back to that angry Black female thing, and we don't want to be that. I don't want to be looked at as I'm so strong that I don't need a significant other. I don't want to be so strong where I can't give him the reins and allow him to be the king and the leader of my household. I'm looking for that. So I want to relinquish control and stop wearing the pants, because I wear the pants, the skirt, the suit, and everything else right now, because right now I'm single. Right now I am the head of my household. But make no mistake about it, when a gentleman and a king and a scholar comes through that door, I am going to take my place, which is right next to him. You know, I don't have to be all of this and have to, you know, to secure the bag, because I already have a bag and I'm already going to do me. But when you're doing yourself and you feel confident that you're doing yourself, you ain't got to brag about you doing nothing, because everybody's going to see it anyway. It's going to come and manifest itself in your soul of your eyes, actually.
Okay. All right. Selena, what you think about this?
Well, Claudia, this, you know, Claudia.
Yes, Selena.
This story is really very layered. And while I totally agree with what Lisa Rae, everything she just said, the part that kind of it gets on my nerves a little bit. It's like this. In a time where women couldn't vote, we couldn't do anything, we couldn't say anything, we were dependent upon men to do everything, to have bank accounts, to have money, to do anything. They put the houses over our heads, the clothes on our bodies, food on the table, all of that, and we were basically just housewives. And this was, we're talking a long time ago, right? So we were kind of beholden and needing men to survive. Then we evolved, time changed. You know what happened to men? For whatever reasons, because there are lots of different reasons, stopped being in those roles, which left women alone to do both of the roles, their roles and then the role of the man. So it made us a little stressed. It stressed us out. It made us, you know, a little, you know, have anxiety and things of that nature. But then you want a woman who has stuff. You want a woman who brings something to the table. Then you get mad when you get to the table and she's got more than you. My thing is this. We don't, let me for everybody, all the strong women that you all call strong, we don't want to be that. We're not running around here going, oh, I love to have a whole bunch of work and pay all the bills and be tired and never have time for myself. I don't know any of my strong friends that are doing that. We are looking for and wanting someone to come in. Most women want a man to come in and help us and take over, and not take over and make us treat us like dogs, but take over and allow us to be able to rest.
Preach.
But there aren't any. And if you think we're out here just loving and having to be independent, you're wrong. And okay. If maybe these sermons were geared more towards the men and stepping up and reclaiming the positions in a better way, in a more securing, safe way, then you wouldn't have any women to say, I got this by myself, because the men would be doing it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. There is a cause and effect to a lot of this stuff. So I want to check out what the other ladies have to say. Vivica, what do you think about this? Do you agree?
With both ladies. I mean, I definitely agree with Lisa Rae when it's like, listen, I've been taking care of myself since I was 17, 18 years old. And I have in life wanted to meet a partner. And because, you know, like Selena is saying, don't think we want to be tired and working and doing all the damn jobs, because Lord knows I can't wait to get to Jamaica and kick my feet up and not do nothing.
Okay.
But, you know, somebody gonna have to pay for the Jamaica trip and all of the fabulousness of us, you know, having that 1 week that I can just kick back. So, you know, I like Bishop T.D. Jakes. I think that he always, he preaches the truth. And he's showing you what how a real man, because that one right there, sometimes preachers get up and it's a condescending thing against women, but him, I'd like his honesty. And he's a good man. So I concur with both ladies.
I think all three of you made great points. And again, Selena, I want to piggyback on what you said. I do feel like Black women get this more than any other race of women, where we get deemed difficult and angry and bitter, when no other race, to my knowledge, is in the same predicament as us, as far as like the marriage rates and all this kind of stuff, and having to be head of household and doing it by themselves. And when I hate when we get compared to the docile white woman, when there's not the same struggles, you know what I mean? Like, no one is going to be that pleasant and happy-go-lucky when you have so many struggles on your back. And then you get criticized for being strong and too strong, and you don't need a man because you got it all figured out. You know,
when you get one to come in and act like he's strong, and he get in there and he get intimidated because you're strong too. And then you feel bamboozled. See, I just went through that.
I call that, Lisa Rae, the old flip the script.
Ooh, did he not? I said, had to tell him. So I said, I feel bamboozled.
I'm going to say this.
I think standing your word and do it.
I think no woman is born wanting to play the man role. No woman is born wanting to be strong. That's really not our, that's not really not our DNA. We have to evolve to that when we get left by our dads and then get left in our relationships and get left by our partners. Then we have to rise to the occasion and become this unnatural entity that we weren't meant to be, fellas. If we had our choice, we would gladly be feminine, docile, and let y'all handle most of the business. But like, half of y'all can't do it. So we got to do it. Okay. On that, ladies, we're going to take a quick commercial break with our strong asses, and we'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Ladies, this is a story I was dying to hear. I sent this to Justin. I go, yo, we have got to talk about this Nick Cannon and what he said. Now, there was a now resurfaced clip from Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast. Nick Cannon said, okay, 80% of women need assistance with their feminine hygiene. What are your thoughts about what Nick Cannon said? Ladies, whoever wants to take this first, please jump on in.
Well, he would know 80% of the coochies out there because he's been in. So he would know, you know, the checks and balances. You know, come on with the generalizations.
Yes.
80%, Nick, you've been down to 100% of the women in the world.
And you know, Nick, is it the caliber of ladies that you are ejaculating in?
Possibly.
So let's just think about that. Perhaps you need to have a conversation with them about keeping their coochie tight and right and clean. I'm just saying, Nick.
You know,
maybe they have bad diets.
I'm gonna take a different stance. It ain't even the women's fault. It's a known fact that if you're with a man that's cheating on you or having raw dog sex with other women, just mixing the different pH chemical
pH balances.
You messing up everybody's pH level. You making her vagina be like a sick fish tank. That's what you're doing, Nick Cannon. They probably had good vaginas and good pH levels before you mixed all the sister wives up. I'm sorry. If I'm with a man that's
Pokemon over there poking everybody,
it's going to smell like wet carpet. So that's what you did. You probably did that to them. Their vaginas was cool before you. And Nick, it don't make you dirty. It don't make her dirty. But all together, all that broth together, is giving bacterial vaginosis.
As I just
need to get to people some probiotics. That's all he need to do. He just start passing out probiotics to all your girlfriends. When you meet them, just give them a care package of probiotics.
Not a care
package. Some kefir, you know, some summer's eve, you know.
That's crazy, you know. Claudia, that you said the comment about the yogurt. People need to learn about the yogurt trick.
Let's get the ladies some probiotics. You know.
Probiotics, get you the live ones from Whole Foods that you refrigerate. Mm-hmm. Don't use a cheap hotel soap. Use Dove. Don't be with the man that comes in eight different women or ejaculates in eight different women.
That we know of. Eight different women that we know of.
We lost Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray is probably dying on the floor right now. I know she has.
Probably running to the store trying to make sure she gets some fresh yoga to pass out to some people.
But Nick, you know, Nick, we all love Nick Cannon. He's a great guy. But like saying that, you know, about the women.
It's the percentage for me. Say most women that you've encountered.
That's what I was just going to say. If you want to know what happened to Pokemon, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, you've been knowing when he's poking in too many different places. As you said, Claudia, pH balance gets way off.
Just like a fish tank, you got to keep the alkaline and the acid in check. You introduce some bad bacteria that's foreign. It's going to the cloudy eyes, the goldfish with the cloudy eyes. That's what you're going to do.
But y'all, can I just say this real quick? Can I just ask this? If you knew a dude was messing around and poking different girls constantly, raw dog, are you lining up for that?
Well, maybe he ain't raw dogging all of them. Maybe it's just a sperm donor. The way
they pop up pregnant every other month.
Maybe it's a sperm donor.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, Nick Cannon.
Right. That's for sure.
I can't.
I doubt it. I think he's taking the people down to the doctor first. He's on his Christian Grey. I think he's down to the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, well.
But even that can throw you off with different spermicides from this. The female vagina is so sensitive and delicate. You know what I mean? and anything can throw off the pH level. So why not just lessen your chances of things happening to it by lessening the number of partners and things that go up in there? You know what I mean?
We ain't heard no stories from nobody having anything happen.
No.
No STDs, no.
Would we?
We've been having some clean coochies.
Well, apparently not, because how did he know?
Apparently not. He complained.
Did he have a sniff test? Did he line them up in the locker room and say, I'm doing a consensus on coochies and I'm trying to get the percentage right? I mean, how did you know? How do you know that it's 80 to 20? I mean, how do you know? I can't.
Where did our show just go to?
You know, I was going to try to do another story, but why? This is so fun.
All I can say is I'm just looking forward to seeing all of y'all. Okay. Maybe we can have some Dexter St. Jocks come rolling through next week. You know,
as long as they don't mess up nobody's pH level.
I'm with you when you're right. But see, no, we grown over here. So we'd be like, no, strap it up, homie.
Oh, yeah. I'm married.
No, party, I'm coming to.
Party, I mean, Selena, of course not you. And, you know. But, you know, hey.
So is this trip about to be Queens Gone Wild? Half of them?
We are taking a catamaran cruise. That's all I'm going to say.
Do we need to sign an NDA on this trip? Before we go, you know what? We don't have time for a story. So, Vivica, is there something you would like to put out there that you want for your birthday?
You know, I am very simple. Oh my gosh, Selena, I got to tell you, your present came today. So when I opened up, we got my Sora hat. Oh my gosh, me and Selena are proud members of Zeta Phi Beta Sora. She gave me my hat. I got my thing. And then she got me my favorite. But I always tell people this. If you want to give me something, I love Jo Malone Red Roses perfume lotion. I love the Beverly Hot Springs, Brooke Williams. I am a spa junkie. Don't go out of your way unless you're showing up with diamonds. Now, you want to get me, you know, like a bag or something like that. But, you know, I'm simple, you know.
That's just number one, though, Vivica. That's just present number
one. So, ladies, we got to go. I don't want to get y'all to cut off. We're going to finish this in Jamaica. I'll see y'all on Monday. I want to thank my girls, Lisa Ray, Selena Johnson, Vivica A. Fox, and Kenya Moore for joining us tonight. Stay tuned for The Pulse coming up next. And Jamaica next week, ladies.
Jamaica!
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. But when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's a commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing a commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.